Tonight we begin the holy 3 days of Holy Week with Maundy Thursday. On the night in which he's betrayed, Jesus has supper with his disciples and washes their feet. The supper and the washing of the feet are intimately connected to Jesus' death on the cross. All three reveal Jesus' amazing, extravagant love. St. John tells us that having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end, which means he loved them to the fullness, to the end of his life, saying it is finished right before he dies on the cross. And in an act of pure love for his disciples, Jesus assumes the posture of a slave and washes their feet. When entering someone's home, the host would give the guest some water and a basin to wash their feet, or have a servant wash the guest's feet. This was a sign of great hospitality. Jesus is showing his disciples and us what love looks like. Loving others is being a humble servant to someone else. The foot washing is a perfect enactment of the incarnation mentioned by St. Paul in the opening stanza of his great hymn about Jesus in Philippians 2, 6 through 7. Though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Jesus, who is their Lord and teacher, serves them. In the Gospel of St. Luke, the disciples argue about who is the greatest. Jesus tells them that the one who serves is the greatest. And here in the Gospel, according to St. John, he shows the disciples this. Disciples have been made clean by the word that they have heard from Jesus. And now Jesus tells them to apply that word in loving actions toward each other. The foot washing is a symbolic act through which one accepts Jesus' spoken word and does it. To be cleansed by Christ is to participate in his life of hospitality and self-giving love. For Peter to deny Jesus' humble service is to not believe. To not accept Jesus' words, not dwell in Christ's love. And Peter runs the risk of being like Judas, separated from fellowship with Christ. Through our baptism, we share in Jesus' life. We share in Jesus' death and resurrection. We are cleansed by receiving his word of promise through spirit and water. And we receive redemption, salvation, and sanctification. Jesus' act of washing the disciples' feet shows Jesus' love. His love is one of humility and service to others. The foot washing shows Jesus' self-giving love and points to the ultimate act of that self-giving love with his death on the cross. And the washing is done in the context of a meal. Jesus in table fellowship with his disciples. We too are in the presence of Jesus in the mystery of Holy Communion. In this meal we are promised Jesus' divine presence and power and love. And Jesus reassures us and strengthens us in this meal to fear no evil nor death itself. Just as he gave himself to us on the cross, he continues to give himself back to us in Holy Communion. He continues to redeem and save us through this meal, because in this meal we have a share of the life of Christ. It is Jesus' self-giving love for us on the cross as reflected in the foot washing and embodied in Holy Communion. And Jesus commands us, calls us as his disciples to show love for one another. He gives us a new commandment to love each other with humble service. Cruciform love that is deeply rooted and concretely expressed within an actual particular community centered in Christ. And his love will universally draw all nations into the love of God in Christ Jesus and transform the world. Sadly, Judas is unmoved by the washing of his feet by Christ. And when Jesus dips the piece of bread, which is a Middle Eastern gesture of honor and affection, and gives it to Judas, Judas takes it and goes out into the night. Judas rejects the love of God in Christ Jesus. Judas chooses to not have a share in the life of Jesus and goes out into the night of sin and death, separating himself from God. At the conclusion of our service, we will strip the altar. It is a stark and somber reminder of Jesus' humiliation as his dignity is stripped from him. And we are reminded that his humiliation, suffering, and death, they were for us. He endured so much so that we could have life, so that we could have salvation and redemption. It is Jesus' self-giving love for us that held him to suffer and die on the cross. And he calls us to share his self-giving love with each other in the church. He calls the church to be a powerful witness to the love of God in Christ for the world. How? By loving each other and serving one another. Our love for one another is a tangible, concrete sign of our dwelling in Christ and remaining in his love. And it is a powerful witness to the world of the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.